Chapter 119. Not at all, apostrophe said Traddles. I promised Traddles that he should hear Dora sing and see some of her flower painting. He said he should like it very much, and we went home arm in arm in great good humor and delight. I encouraged him to talk about Sophie on the way, which he did with a loving reliance on her that I very much admired. I compared her in my mind with Dora, with considerable inward satisfaction. But I candidly admitted to myself that she seemed to be an excellent kind of girl for Traddles to. Of course my aunt was immediately made acquainted with the successful issue of the conference, and with all that had been said and done in the course of it. She was happy to see me so happy, and promised to call on Dora's aunts without loss of time. But she took such a long walk up and down our rooms that night, while I was writing to Agnes, that I began to think she meant to walk till morning. My letter to Agnes was a fervent and grateful one, narrating all the good effects that had resulted from my following her advice. She wrote, by return of post, to me. Her letter was hopeful, earnest, and cheerful. She was always cheerful from that time. I had my hands more full than ever now. My daily journeys to Highgate considered, Putney was a long way off, and I naturally wanted to go there as often as I could. The proposed tea drinkings being quite impracticable, I compounded with Miss Lavinia for permission to visit every Saturday afternoon, without detriment to my privileged Sundays. So, the close of every week was a delicious time for me, and I got through the rest of the week by looking forward to it. I was wonderfully relieved to find that my aunt and Dora's aunts rubbed on, all things considered, much more smoothly than I could have expected. My aunt made her promised visit within a few days of the conference, and within a few more days, Dora's aunts called upon her, in due state and form. Similar but more friendly exchanges took place afterwards, usually at intervals of 3 or 4 weeks. I know that my aunt distressed Dora's aunts very much by utterly setting at naught the dignity of fly conveyance, and walking out to Putney at extraordinary times, as shortly after breakfast, or just before tea, likewise by wearing her bonnet in any manner that happened to be comfortable to her head, without at all deferring to the prejudices of civilization on that subject. But Dora's aunt soon agreed to regard my aunt as an eccentric and somewhat masculine lady with a strong understanding, and although my aunt occasionally ruffled the feathers of Dora's aunts by expressing heretical opinions on various points of ceremony, she loved me too well not to sacrifice some of her little peculiarities to the general harmony. The only member of our small society who positively refused to adapt himself to circumstances was Jip. He never saw my aunt without immediately displaying every tooth in his head, retiring under a chair, and growling incessantly, with now and then a doleful howl, as if she really were too much for his feelings. All kinds of treatment were tried with him, coaxing, scolding, slapping, bringing him to Buckingham Street, where he instantly dashed at the two cats, to the terror of all beholders, but he never could prevail upon himself to bear my aunt's society. He would sometimes think he had got the better of his objection, and be amiable for a few minutes, and then would put up his snub nose, and howl to that extent that there was nothing for it but to blind him and put him in the plate warmer. At length, Dora regularly muffled him in a towel, and shut him up there, whenever my aunt was reported at the door. One thing troubled me much, after we had fallen into this quiet train. It was, that Dora seemed by one consent to be regarded like a pretty toy or plaything. My aunt, with whom she gradually became familiar, always called her Little Blossom, and the pleasure of Miss Lavinia's life was to wait upon her, curl her hair, make ornaments for her, and treat her like a pet child. What Miss Lavinia did, her sister did as a matter of course. It was very odd to me, but they all seemed to treat Dora, in her degree, much as Dora treated Jip in his. I made up my mind to speak to Dora about this, And one day when we were out walking, for we were licensed by Miss Lavinia, after a while, to go out walking by ourselves, I said to her that I wished she could get them to behave towards her differently. Because you know, my darling, apostrophe I remonstrated, you are not a child. Apostrophe there. Apostrophe apostrophe said Dora. Now you're going to be cross. Apostrophe, cross, my love. Apostrophe apostrophe I am sure they're very kind to me, apostrophe said Dora, and I am very happy apostrophe, well. But my dearest life, apostrophe said I, you might be very happy, and yet be treated rationally. Apostrophe, Dora gave me a reproachful look, the prettiest look, and then began to sob, saying, if I didn't like her, why had I ever wanted so much to be engaged to her? And why didn't I go away now, if I couldn't bear her? What could I do but kiss away her tears, and tell her how I doted on her, after that? I am sure I am very affectionate, apostrophe said Dora. You oughtn't to be cruel to me, Dodie. Apostrophe apostrophe, cruel, my precious love. As if I would or could be cruel to you, for the world. Apostrophe apostrophe, then don't find fault with me, apostrophe said Dora, making a rosebud of her mouth, and I'll be good. Apostrophe, I was charmed by her presently asking me, of her own accord, to give her that cookery book I had once spoken of, and to show her how to keep accounts as I had once promised I would. I brought the volume with me on my next visit. I got it prettily bound, first, to make it look less dry and more inviting, and as we strolled about the common, I showed her an old housekeeping book of my aunt's, and gave her a set of tablets, and a pretty little pencil case and box of leads, to practice housekeeping with. But the cookery book made Dora's head ache, and the figures made her cry. They wouldn't add up, she said. So she rubbed them out, and drew little nosegays and likenesses of me and Jip, all over the tablets. Then I playfully tried verbal instruction in domestic matters, as we walked about on a Saturday afternoon. Sometimes, for example, when we passed a butcher's shop, I would say, now suppose, my pet, that we were married, and you were going to buy a shoulder of mutton for dinner, would you know how to buy it? Apostrophe apostrophe, my pretty little Dora's face would fall, and she would make her mouth into a bud again, as if she would very much prefer to shut mine with a kiss. Would you know how to buy it, my darling? Apostrophe apostrophe, I would repeat, perhaps, if I were very inflexible. Dora would think a little, and then reply, perhaps, with great triumph. Why, the butcher would know how to sell it, and what need I know? Oh, you silly boy! Apostrophe apostrophe, so, when I once asked Dora, with an eye to the cookery book, what she would do, if we were married, and I were to say I should like a nice Irish stew, she replied that she would tell the servant to make it, and then clapped her little hands together across my arm, and laughed in such a charming manner, that she was more delightful than ever. Consequently, the principal use to which the cookery book was devoted, was being put down in the corner for Jip to stand upon. But Dora was so pleased, when she had trained him to stand upon it without offering to come off, and at the same time, to hold the pencil case in his mouth, that I was very glad I had bought it. And we fell back on the guitar case, and the flower painting, and the songs about never leaving off dancing, ta-ra-la, and were as happy as the week was long. I occasionally wished I could venture to hint to Miss Lavinia that she treated the darling of my heart a little too much like a plaything, and I sometimes awoke, as it were, wondering to find that I had fallen into the general fault and treated her like a plaything too, but not often. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.